Good morning. You're listening to Valleyfornia. It is Wednesday, November 25th, 2015, and I'm here with Golnoosh Babai and Maria Renovato. We're going to be discussing love advice, some funny stories, and dating do's and don'ts. So welcome, you guys. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having us.
So I'm going to start with Golnoosh. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm 19. I'm going to be 20 soon, and I'm single right now.
Why are you single right now? Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like unless you're in a relationship, you're single. That's how I feel.
I agree with that. Okay, how about you, Maria?
I'm 18, and I'm single as well.
Why are you single right now?
I'm not looking at the time, but I don't know. I just feel like it'll come to you when it's the time.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, Golnoosh, you mentioned earlier that you have some funny stories about your dating life. So, you can go ahead and
tell. I think it's just, like, dates, do's and don'ts. And, like, I've been on a lot of bad dates. Where it's just not bad dates, but just funny in general. And one of them is with me, if I wanted to go on a date, I hate when guys are like, oh, let's go on a dinner date or a movie, because it's, like, it's so generic and everybody does that, and I would rather it be something maybe more adventurous or just for coffee so it's casual and short and sweet in case I don't like you. Like, it's awkward when you're, like, on a dinner date with somebody and it just takes forever and you're like, ugh.
And then you're just, like, staring at each other.
Mm-hmm. And you have nothing to say.
I think movie dates are the worst because...
Yeah,
because,
like,
you can't even talk to them.
Yeah. You can't. And some guys don't get it that it's the first date, so they try to pull things. It's just like, no.
They try to be sweet. They're like, oh, let's go to the movies, like, when in reality... I mean, I work at the movies, you know, our policies. Yeah. You're not supposed to talk throughout the movie, so why do you take a girl on a date there?
Oh, I'm, like, the worst. I will talk throughout the movie, and I laugh so loud. I'm on my phone.
I agree. I'm the same way. Like, I'll be making comments like, ew. Yeah, oh, yeah, right, too. As if. Like, that's not going to happen in real life. No one's like that.
I'm like that, too. Yeah, you probably won't like to go to movies with
me. I know. And the guy I'm dating, like, right now, he's like, person. Can you shut up? I'm like, oh, I'm sorry.
No, I like to talk.
Me, too. Okay, so, how about you? Do you have any bad stories, like, bad dating stories?
Well, I really haven't dated anyone. So, but I mean, I have friends, you know, who date people. I have my sister who dates people. So it's like, I basically date that person too, because I'm the one who gives advice at the end of the night. So
that's true. I know whenever I'm talking to anybody, I, like, always tell you all about them. So, you know, just as much as I do about that person.
I mean, like,
and sometimes some of the answers that I give, it's because of, like, what you said. I'm like, oh, okay, let me tell him that. So technically you are, like...
I'm, like, semi-dating
in the relationship. They don't know it, but you are.
So what type of guys are you guys into?
I definitely like beards. That's one thing for sure. I think any guy that has beard, I'm like, ooh.
I know. I love the manliness of a beard. Like, you just feel like, oh, I don't know.
Beards
I can't.
And man buns.
Ugh. No, I don't like man buns. And I'm going to tell you a story about a man bun. I went on a date with this guy who had one. And he had, like, the nastiest smelling head. He was, like, 7 feet tall, but I could smell it from, like, 4 feet under.
That's
it
disgusting.
Was so gross. It looked greasy. He didn't. Groom it at all. So after that, I was completely turned off to man buns. So whenever one, like, I come across one, I'm just like,
no,
I'm just gonna go with it.
I think I've been across, like, guys who take care of themselves and they have a man bun, and they're usually like, not pretty boys, but they like to look good, so they wouldn't be, like, smelly or anything like that. But I definitely
smelly guys.
No, I definitely like hairy guys. Like, I like guys who have, like, hair on their chest and, like, full beard, not just, like, a little bit beard, but just, like, full beard. And I don't know. I like it. It's really masculine.
I know. You're dating a man, not a boy.
Yeah.
I feel you on that. So what about, like, bodybuilders? Would you date a bodybuilder?
Oh, God, no.
No?
No, because I feel like they would want to, like, because my brother, he exercises all the time, and he's on this, like, crazy diet where he eats this, like, food, like, oh, chicken with no salt. I couldn't deal with that. I'm like, no, thank you.
It is a little hard.
I want to be fat together, you know, like.
I mean, you can, but I know that I'm actually dating someone who's really into fitness. He's a personal trainer, so he eats super healthy. Right now, he let himself go, so I'm really valuing this time that he's, like, off-season. Yeah. Because we can actually eat. I'm the pickiest eater, so it's so annoying. I don't eat red meat. I don't eat sushi. I don't know. I just eat chicken. That's all I eat. So he gets sick of it. I don't even eat turkey. But right now, it's nice to, like, be eating pizza and In-N-Out and everything else. But in January, he's going to start eating clean. So I feel like a fat even now, which is kind of bad because I love to eat.
Me too. Who doesn't like to eat? Like, oh, I don't like to eat food. I only drink water.
I know, but, like, super health freaks. I do exercise a lot, and I'm really into fitness, but I can't do, like, carb cycling or anything like that. I love carbs.
Or, like, girls that are too much into fitness, they always want to get you fit, and they're like, oh, let's go exercise. It's like, oh, yeah, let's not.
And I'm like, no, that's not going to happen.
Let's not do that.
Oh, my God.
I used to work at a gym, and, you know, like, working there, I was single, and I thought, oh, I'm going to meet so many cute guys. It's going to be so fun. And it was just, like, all these guys pumped up on, like, their protein shake, and they're like, yeah, man. It's just so annoying.
Okay, well, I go to the gym, and I don't think I've seen guys like that.
I never met anyone like that. I feel like it looks like it,
you know?
It does.
Like, you walk in there. I went to the gym, like, twice in my life. I hated it. Never went back again. It's just not for me, you know?
No.
I'm happy with myself. So if I date a bodybuilder and he's not happy with it, then he's going to have to go because I love food.
Yeah.
But I don't know. You walk into the gym and you see all these guys, like, all fit and stuff, and then you look at yourself and you're like, oh,
but
like,
you
throw Shamu back in the ocean.
No. Oh, shut up. No, it's not even like that. I feel like everybody's just minding their own business. Unless you're like a really like super thirsty guy, then you'll be like trying to borrow my weights or something.
You go, hey, do you need those 5 pounds?
Like, no. Yeah,
I would be like, here, take it for me and do it. Hopefully I'll gain the muscle. Can I just lay here while you watch you do it?
Oh, my God. That is so funny.
I don't like exercising at all. I think, like, if anybody, one time one guy asked me, he's like, for, like, the first day, he's like, oh, let's go play tennis or something. And I was like, and I found a way to, like, stop talking to him because I'm like, oh, my God, this guy's going to be one of those guys that's just going to keep asking, like, oh, let's go do these healthy things. Let's go hike next day.
Oh, no, and I feel like that's the cheap kind because...
It is the cheap kind. Like, take me somewhere nice.
Exactly. You're trying to impress me. I was with this guy for a while, and on our first few dates, we would, like, work out. And I don't mind it because I really love to work out, but then he wanted to go hiking, and then he wanted to go to the museum. And I love the museum, don't get me wrong.
And
there's nothing wrong
with
it.
And then he wanted to go to the library. All the free stuff.
No, it just became, like, a habit, and I was like, when are you gonna, like, take me somewhere nice?
Yeah.
I'm not looking for anyone to, like, take care of me, because that's definitely what I'm not about. I feel like I'm a woman, I like to be treated like a woman. I don't have, like, old ideals as to, like, how men and women should be. But I feel like as a woman, that's like something that you want. Something you want to feel like you're taken care of. Like they want to do nice things for you. And
treat
it doesn't
nicely,
even have to be
yeah.
like spending money on you. It could just be something nice. Like let's go to the park and have a picnic or something like that. Let's go to the beach.
Those are all free stuff.
No, not really. I mean, you still have to drive there. I don't know.
Oh, by the way, do you think on the first date, a guy should like pick you up or do you think you should meet somewhere?
It depends where you met him and how you know him.
There's pros and cons to that. Mm-hmm. Like, let's say it's a really bad date. It always comes in handy if you drove.
Yeah.
Because you can make an excuse like, oh, hey, you know what? I have to go. I have to do a couple things.
Yeah.
But if he picked you up, you're kind of stranded there with him.
I've been there before,
really bad date.
Mm-hmm. Like I mentioned in my other show, I went on a date with this guy from Tinder. It was my first Tinder date. And we met up, and he was so obnoxious. Like, I've never met anyone so obnoxious in my life. He saw me, and he's like, oh, my God, is that you? Come here. Give me a hug. He was yelling. We met at a McDonald's.
Like, I'm walking away now. It's
I'm
not
a hugger,
me.
Though. Like, you
I
can
am
hug
too,
me
yeah.
at any time. Like, I like to hug people.
I am too. I like it wasn't the fact that he was, like, going to give me a hug, because It was the fact that he was yelling. Yeah. He was yelling at the restaurant, and people were staring and laughing because he was so loud. And after, we ended up, like, walking over to, like, this little bar, and he got drunk off the free tequila that they were handing out. They were sampling it. And this guy, he finally, thank God, he had to go to the restroom, and I got to breathe a little bit. And the guy that was sampling the tequila was like, "Is that your boyfriend?" I was like, "No, no, he's not." I'm like, "He's my friend." I didn't even want to say I met him online.
Yeah.
He's like, "Yeah, that guy's a character. He's hilarious." Oh my God, I was mortified.
I would have been like, "Yep, he is."
He ended up drunk, and he had this laugh, and he was like, "Ha ha ha!" I'm like, "Oh no." Thank God the date was over because it was so bad. I've never been on a date like that. But I have had a...
Did he drive you?
No, we met up. Okay. We met up there and then we like walked over. I wanted to leave so bad, but I didn't want to be rude.
I would have been rude.
Do you guys think that the guys should pay on the first date? Is that like old thinking? Is that, or is that something that we should still
have in our modern day? If I was ever with a guy, I've never had to pay. So I was raised on, like, okay, guy has to pay. And even if you're after, like, the first date or 10 dates or whatever, he should always offer to pay. And then, you know, you should too. But, like, I don't know. I was just maybe raised old school.
I was raised the same way. I think it's nice, but it's not, like, it's not mandatory. Because I like to pay sometimes because he does so much for me. So I like to, like... Like, no, it's fine. I'm like, I want to do it for him because I want to. But I don't think people should be like, oh, it's your turn. No, you got it this time. Because that's like so tacky.
I know, that is.
With the past guy I was with, he would be like, I would offer to pay or at least split it. He's like, no, you got it next time. I'm like, okay, I guess. Like, there's nothing romantic about that. Just let it happen. Like, both of you should always offer, I feel. And then,
but on first date, I think guys should pay definitely for sure. Like first couple dates, they should always pay. Yeah,
like I've asked a couple guys. I'm like, hey, what do you feel about the whole like, should you pay or should I pay? I mean, most of them say that they end up paying because it's they feel like it's an obligation because they're a guy. But I think it's dumb,
think
you
it's
know.
Because of that, I think it's just like having manners and just being a gentleman.
I honestly feel uncomfortable when other people pay for me.
I do too.
But
well, it depends on the situation. Like, if I've been dating you for a long time, then and that's something that you are used to doing, then okay, I'm still gonna offer to pay. Because even then, it's still weird. Like, I feel bad.
I mean, it's nice.
Even if
like,
there's
nice to have someone
difference in finances.
Yeah, I mean, even I don't know. I think first date definitely.
Yes, definitely. But it's weird because I brought that up once, and I kind of got in a fight with this guy. He was like, well, obviously, you're trying to impress somebody on the first date, so you're going to be paying all the time in the beginning. And I was like, then what are you now? Like, why are you not putting on, was it all a show? I don't know. I think that's a big issue.
Yeah.
You just kind of got to get it together in the beginning. Or should there be, like, a ratio?
No. But, listen, if I have to, like, if a guy's like, oh, like, let's pay half and half, or, like, oh, I'll pay this time, you take care of next time, I'm gonna be like, there's not going to be a next time, probably. You're just going to be friend-zoned, because it's just, like, that's, you know, when you're with your friends, you know, I'll take care of you this time, next time, you know. But if you're on a date, like, I think...
Why is that important, though? And I've always asked myself this, because I don't get it.
It's important, but I think it's just the act of, like, they show who they are by how they treat you. And if they're, like, from the beginning, they are being stingy and stuff like that, it's just, like, that's not what I'm used to, maybe. I don't know.
I think it's just the way we were raised. You being Hispanic, the guy is always paying. Like, Hispanic guys that I have never let me pay.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like, is that okay? Like, what?
I don't know. I feel like, well, one day my mom brought up a conversation, which is similar to what you were saying. She said that out of all her 25 years of marriage that she's been with my dad, she's never paid for anything once because he never let her pay.
Yeah.
I mean, it might just be, I'm not saying like every relationship's like that because it's really not. But like what I've seen throughout the years, she really never pays for anything because he's always on top of stuff. I mean, it's nice, you know, but not everyone's going to have that.
I know. When I think about it, you're not dating like some wealthy guy who it's okay and it's nothing to pay. So that's what I take into consideration also. Like, you don't know how much, I don't know. I think finance, just money in general, is so complicated. And that's a reason why a lot of people divorce, because they fight about finances. So that's really scary. And I think I overthink that.
I think you're overthinking it. I think if somebody asks you on a date, they can afford the first date. Like,
I think if you can't have a girlfriend, if you can't afford to have a girlfriend.
No, I don't think.
No, no, not like that. Like,
or anything, but
no, I know. But like, if you don't want to do anything nice, I feel.
Yeah. Like with me, on the first day, I always like to go on a coffee date. So that's like the cheapest thing. Like what, $8 exactly. for both of us. So if you can't pay for that or you can't, then I don't know.
Yeah, but like,
what are you supposed to do?
Yeah. One of my biggest problems, like you say, you know, like, oh, you have to be, like you said, financially okay. There's some guys who they like to buy you things, so in return you can get them things. I don't think that's okay.
Yeah, you know? If you want to do something, do it because you're being nice and it's genuine and you feel like doing it. Don't do it because you're expecting something in return, because I think that's what might as well just keep it to yourself and buy your own thing, because
I don't like, I actually like think it's when guys tacky. Like make me something instead of like buying me stuff. I like it when they like draw me something or like
or write think it. About you or like I think I like even that tagging or like me buy like me funny flowers. Memes. Yeah. I think like honestly, oh, you're so thinking cute. About me. Yeah. And it's hilarious. It's
I feel so like cute. I'd be the cheapest date, you know.
Me too.
Like, hey, let's just hang out at home. Yeah. Let's make a home cooked meal.
Actually, no, hang out at home on the first date.
I know. You're not about to Netflix and chill. But I'm just saying, you know, like, it's always cool to actually have a time when you both are actually together and mm-hmm. getting to know each other, you know? Yeah. Instead of actually going out in public where you have people walking around you. Mm-hmm. You know, it's cool to be in a quiet place and actually get to know someone for who they are.
Yeah, that's true.
I agree. So that's why you have to do something productive. Mm-hmm. I think, like, I guess hiking wouldn't be bad as a first date. But if it becomes a, like,
sweaty on my first date, like, like, exercise at all, so I'll be, like, dragging my dead body. Like,
I'd be like, I'll wait for you down that hill.
Meet somebody down there instead. Bye.
I'll see you later.
You made me do this.
I know, your fault.
Oh, my God, that's hilarious.
Talking about that, okay, do you guys think that is it okay to date, like, talk to several people at once if you're dating someone?
If you're dating someone, I feel like if you don't have that title, it doesn't necessarily mean that you guys aren't together, because, mm-hmm. You guys are dating. But why should you have to put yourself to the side if you guys aren't together?
Yeah, I don't think you can put people on hold. You're either together or you're not.
Yeah, like,
you have to live your life, honestly.
I agree. Like, this one guy who was taking forever to, like, we were talking, but he was taking forever to, like, ask me out, and he was, like, hanging out with his friends instead. When he could, like, you know, you could make time for me to hang out with, like, for 30 minutes, an hour, what. And after a while, I was just like, yeah, I'm talking to other people. And then he asked me, he's like, oh, what are you doing today? I'm like, I'm going on a date. He's like, with me? I'm like, no. Somebody else who made time for me, and I met them later than I met you, but it's just like, if you can't make time for me, then don't think that I'm waiting for you and being like, oh, okay, like, let me just wait for this guy. When is he going to call me? Like, I'm not waiting for you. I'm living my life. I'm meeting other people. Unless we're exclusive, and then at that point, then you should be making time for me for sure, because if you're not, then we're not together technically.
I feel like I'm not as a complicated person, you know, mm-hmm. like, 20 minutes out of your day, like, as long as you get to see someone, like, that's all I ask for, but not like an everyday thing, because I know people who are together with their person, like, 24/7. Like, it's not cool.
It's
how are
too
you
clingy.
I think that's suffocating, and then you don't see anything special in your relationship anymore.
How are you supposed to miss someone?
Exactly. It's such a nice feeling to miss someone and see mm-hmm. them after a long time of not seeing each other.
Yeah, it's nice. But, like, it's nice when they still keep in touch with you regularly, but not too much. Like, don't text me, good morning, sunshine. I will block you. I hate that, by the way. No, I'm just kidding. But, like, whenever guys are just, like, too sweet, it's, like,
too mushy.
In the beginning.
Oh, God, I can't.
It's,
yeah.
like, what are you trying to get out of me? Like,
yeah.
Why are you being, like...
Like, you're being too nice, Tom.
Okay, that's an issue I feel girls have. Like, what do you mean too nice? And then you date the jerk, and then you're never satisfied.
True. I have that issue.
So, yeah. I feel like that was kind of, like... I've been there before, but they kind of like...
But, you know, some guys are shady. They're just nice to get something out of you, and then you stop trusting any,
some guys
every other
just
guy.
Push it to the limit, honestly. Yeah. It's, I don't know, it's weird, you know?
I know?
Especially if you know them, like, if you've known them for a really long time, and you actually get into a relationship with them, and you really see how they are, it's kind of like, you know, maybe we're better off as friends. Yeah. I don't know. You know,
I know. Sometimes that's another thing with me. I always friend zone people. I can't help it.
Like, I think if you're friend zoning people, it's for a reason. You don't feel it. I've never been in love, but I feel like I've been close to it. When you are just thinking about this person all the time, and when you see them, it's like the greatest feeling. Even if you see them all the time, you're just happy to see them. You look forward to seeing them. And you don't want to talk to anybody else. No matter how good looking or if they're better looking than somebody else, you don't care.
That's true.
Yeah. You can, I don't know, you're just like so satisfied looks, in life and you're just happy.
I feel like, honestly, looks don't matter.
Same here. I don't
care. From experience, like, I like this guy and they're like, why him? He's ugly, you know? And I'm like, I don't, I know. And I'm like, you know, it's not about looks. Looks is just a plus. If their personality, honestly, wins you over, I feel like, that's all, you know?
I think in the beginning, you look at looks maybe because we're humans, but after they show you their personality and you like them that way, it just doesn't matter to you what they look like because you're like, ugh, I'm in love with this person. I'm not in love with their looks. I think it just all blurs out.
And at the end of the day, it's a relationship for two people, not everyone around you, you know? So it's like, as long as you two are in love, that's really all that matters.
Yeah,
as long
it's
as
true.
You're happy, you know? I just feel like that's all it should be because there's always going to be Debbie Downers, but at the end of the day...
What do you mean by Debbie Downers?
Like, there's always going to be someone like, oh, he's not cute.
Oh, who cares what people
think? I don't care what people think.
People are haters. They're obviously not happy with their situation at the time, which is why they feel they have to kind of put their two cents in. But I've dated guys who were really good looking. Like, one was a model... And then,
oh, don't ever date those.
No, they are so, I'm not saying that they all are, but the ones that I have dated, they're so douchey. One ended up having chlamydia, shocker. It's crazy, but it's true. And my friend actually got it from him, so I was like, really
what
shocked.
What was your friend doing?
Obviously that guy, and she ended up catching something. So.
That's sad.
Yeah, always cautious with the cute ones.
Mm-hmm. I don't think guys should be cute.
What do you mean?
I don't know. Like, I don't... Whenever,
I think they should be... Oh, I know what you mean. Like,
you shouldn't say, oh, you're so cute. Like, guys shouldn't be like... You shouldn't call a guy cute or pretty. Like, oh, you're handsome. Yeah. Or,
I
like,
call my guy... Well, he's not my guy, but
I feel like
whatever.
If people
I
call
say
you
he's,
cute,
he's beautiful because I think he's beautiful. Like, he's so well-sculptured. He has a great... bone structure. So that's why I tell him, like, oh my god, you're such a man candy.
Man candy.
But I just do it to, like, I don't know, mess with him.
I feel like
if
somebody calls you cute, it's...
I know.
Like, ew, what am I, a little girl?
Do you guys like it when you call them cute? Because I feel like... I don't know. I feel like if I was a guy and somebody called me, like, oh, you're so cute, like, I would...
But what do you say? You call them hot?
No, you're
so handsome.
Oh, I say handsome, yeah. But what if they're not handsome? I think handsome's, like, a man.
You just lie, man.
I just lie to them.
Do it for the love.
All right, guys. Well, thank you for being here today. And that's all the time we have today.
That went by fast.
Yeah. All right. Well, this is Blanca Renovato signing off for KPCRadio.com.
Bye.